We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the second hour of this week's Liberty Hour. As usual, I am Mark Glenn, Cub reporter with American Free Press newspaper. Please check it out on the net at AmericanFreePress.net. Along with me is my good friend, Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty. And I would ask, you know, last week we had somebody call in the station and ask if there was a website linked to our program. And yes, there are two websites, the first of which is the website Phil and I maintain, where we publish Phil's excellent articles, which you can find at ussliberty.wordpress.com. And if you go to the website, you will see up at the top right-hand corner, it will say USS Liberty. It'll say websites of interest or something like that. And that is the website we link to that is run by John Gadesco, who runs an excellent information website on the USS Liberty. It's kind of a long name. I can't really remember it to get out on the show, but if you'll just go to the ussliberty.wordpress.com website and go to the upper right-hand corner, you will see, like, websites of link, interest, whatever, and click on that, and it'll take you to an excellent website where you will be able to find just about every piece of information dealing with the USS Liberty that you could want. Byron, you were in the middle of making a comment.
Well, I hope I can put this together. And like I said, Phil, I certainly don't want to demean anything that you went through because it must have been hell. But if this incident had ever taken place, would you be out talking at the way you are today? Would you be out complaining about what the Israelis are doing and stuff, or would you just went on with your life ignoring everything that was happening?
I think the short answer to that is absolutely right. I would be talking about Israel and our passionate attachment to their government for the simple reason that I am an American first, and I want America to survive. And I can see we're going down the tubes because of the wars and the wars to come. And any rational person that can't see why we're in the predicament we're in, they need to do a little bit more history reading, because the reason that we are hated around the world is because of our passionate attachment to the government of Israel. And absolutely, yes, if I would have never been aboard the Liberty, I'd be on this radio show right now.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I tell you what else this has done. I just reading on the on Associated Press, there was an article. It says three in Ohio guilty of plot against U.S. troops in Iraq, and they were Muslims, Lebanese, Jordanian, and whatever. And basically, the United States went, as usual, like 99% of the cases where they're getting arrested in the United States, they send in some guy in there to cause some trouble. Guy that was in a service, he went in there and basically he enticed, set up three guys, and they never did a damn thing wrong. The only thing they did, he got them to start talking about, the soldiers over in Iraq, you know, he wouldn't mind, you know, if they got killed, that's no big deal, or fighting against Israel. And that's about the extent that their involvement was involved. Well, they just got life imprisonment. They were convicted. They said they were forming a conspiracy, and they said in 2 years they only had met one time in 2 years, these three fellows that they were convicted. But they got life imprisonment. And this all goes back to this thing with Israel's control over the United States. But the people, you know, Phil, when you can convict and give people that's never had a gun, shot at anybody or anything, other than, when there's 2 to 3 million people of your cousins that have been slaughtered by the American government and the Israelis, and you happen to talk, I don't mind American soldiers getting killed or if something happened to them, and then getting a life sentence for saying that, I think there's a hell of a lot of problems in the United States.
Amen, Byron. Listen, thank you for your call. We got to go back to the break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes with your calls and comments. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, for this second hour of the June 15th, 14th, something like that. I've already forgotten. Edition of the Liberty Hour. Byron made some good comments there. You know, these three guys were convicted of saying that they wouldn't mind seeing American soldiers killed in Iraq. I'm not saying that I agree with that notion. I don't want to see any Americans killed for any reason, especially over a reason such as Israel. But you can understand why these men would feel the way that they do. It would be no different than an American in an Arab country looking at what happened on 9/11 and then cheering at the idea of having Arab countries be bombed or whatever, and then having him be arrested. Now, if the opposite had happened in what I just described, the American people would be outraged over that. You know, instead of these three guys being convicted, I'd like to see the hundreds of Israeli spies who were in this country at the time of 9/11, some of them caught in circumstances as incriminating as filming the towers crashing and cheering. Another team of Israeli spies that was arrested as they were headed towards the George Washington Bridge in a van loaded with explosives, I'd like to see them convicted. Why don't we ever hear anything about that? Why don't we hear anything about these spies being sent back to Israel with the assistance of now Attorney General Michael Mukasey. Why don't we hear anything about that? Instead, we hear about these three Lebanese guys who voiced their opinions being sent to prison for life. But yet we don't hear anything about this. And yet, when we suggest that there is a chokehold on our government and on our media by Zionist interests, were laughed at, ridiculed, browbeaten, and whatnot. Let's bring up some more callers, Phil. We've got John in Tennessee. Come on up, John.
Hello, Phil. Hello, Mark.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. First of all, this isn't why I called, but Phil, thank you for doing what you did in the Navy so that Byron has the ability to exercise his free speech. You are much more qualified to talk about military service than Byron, as is anyone that's served. And until you've served, you do have a right to speak about it. I'm not taking that away. But you have a different perspective from which to make your conclusions, and you don't know until you've been there. The reason I called Mark and Phil is that, you know, there's got to be a way to cause the scales to fall off of people's eyes, because we've been taught in schools, and myself included, this false history. This history in the books that is 99% lies. And until Americans wake up and realize that every war that we've ever fought in has been orchestrated and planned years in advance for the purpose of stepping this nation closer to world government, until that happens, it's basically useless. I hope that the crew of the Liberty finds justice, but justice for the Liberty crew is just the tip of the iceberg of what's necessary to bring about a change in this country, man. We've got to do something, and I think one of the steps that we can all take when we have an opportunity to call in on a local program to do it. I heard someone call in on a station here in Nashville talking about the Liberty.
Well, I agree with you on that, John. I think that there are people who are waking up in this country, not quickly enough, in my opinion. But I do believe that there is a certain amount of inevitability to all of this. You know, that it's like whether you believe in the story of Noah's Ark or not. You know, when Noah was building this ark, as the story goes, the people were laughing at him and ridiculing him, the idea that there was going to come this this huge flood in the middle of the desert. But then, you know, as the rain started to fall, they became believers. And I think that the American people, when they start to feel the pinch in a real serious way, whether it's economically or whether we see American cities going up in mushroom clouds, I think that at that point they're going to say, whoa, wait a minute, we need to figure out what's going on here.
Well, quickly, let me say this because I've got to get off. And that's where I was going to take this, is that people realize, I mean, any person of average intelligence, Mark, realizes that something is going on right now. And if you can call into a program and bring, whether it's the Liberty or whether it's 9/11 or whether it's the coming war in Iran, and you can bring it to the attention of people in a calm, concise, rational, intelligent way without sounding like a kook, and you can do that on the radio, these people, the Internet's an amazing tool. They'll go home, they'll punch in USS Liberty, and they'll have a ton of websites, including yours, where they can really find the truth of this thing that had been covered up for 40 years, or they can really find the truth of what happened on 9/11, or they can really find the truth that we're in Afghanistan, guys, because we don't want the oil, but we want to control the flow via a pipeline from the Caspian to Arabian Sea. And until people realize that this is all about money, it's all about power and control, and basically bringing this world into a slave state, except for the chosen few, you know, we've got to do whatever it takes to bring this to the light. And where light is, darkness flees. I mean, that's biblical. Darkness leaves when the light comes on.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, as usual, your comments are well taken and brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Mark,
okay, let's, yeah, go ahead, Phil.
Mark, amen to what John had to say, and he brought up Afghanistan, and I was just thinking about Afghanistan this morning because as I was reading through the news and stuff like that, there were 4 United States Marines killed yesterday in Afghanistan. And I assume the age of these fine young patriots were probably between the ages of 19 and 24 or 25. Their lives are gone forever. Their families are changed forever. They will never be the same. Now, when he was talking about a pipeline, I happen to agree with that. Is the life of one innocent human being worth one drop of oil or one inch of a pipeline? I don't think so.
Well, I can't disagree with that, Phil. I mean, but this is the thing. I mean, it's like John said, Americans, they are under a very, very powerful delusion, you know? I mean, less than a month from now, they're going to get together with their little miniature flags, and they're going to, you know, put on their God Bless America baseball hats. They're going to get together and drink their beer and eat their hot dogs and watch fireworks and all the rest of that stuff, and they're going to be celebrating freedom that they don't have. They don't realize that the guys and gals who are running our government are no different, no better than Al Capone and his gang. In fact, you know, I've said before, and, you know, people thought that I was just being a smart aleck about it, I'd rather Al Capone and his gang be running the government. They probably would be more efficient and, you know, they wouldn't play on our patriotic heartstrings while they were basically running the country into the ground, you know. And this is the problem. You have people out there. I mean, I just got a comment that was left on our website, Phil, from somebody who had read some of your articles, and he says, "You people are nothing but radical nuts." He says, he or she, I don't know. He says, maybe you people should move to a Muslim country if you hate Israel that much, or just start your own country. Obviously, America is not American enough for you. Now, keep in mind that the website you and I manage, Phil, deals with the attack on the USS Liberty. One of the persons writing for this website was a survivor, was there and saw what happened and has lived through the aftermath for 41 years. And yet this smart aleck know-nothing gets in there and says, because you allege that this attack took place and that a cover-up has existed for the last 41 years, that you're not an American. Can you imagine if people like this individual made up the mainstream of Americans in 1776, they would call George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and John Adams, they would call them conspiracy theorists and kooks and terrorists, and we would not be America right now.
Mark, that sounds like one of those 4 individuals that would have a baseball bat in his hand beating up an old woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this, Mark. And that's Idaho, where you live, and Colorado, where I live, and all around the world, especially in the United States. If you found 4 men beating a dog on the side of the road with a baseball bat, it would be on national news, and they would string these guys up to the highest tree. Now, when we hear it is done by 4 settlers on a person's own property, it barely makes it on the website on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Show me the justice in that.
Absolutely. Phil and everybody, hold tight. We have to go to another break. When we'll be back, we will pull up some more phone calls. And everybody, you're welcome to call in 800-313-9443.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Liberty Hour. Here we are getting really, really close to the hour and a half mark. Time really flies when you have interesting callers and interesting topics like we do have. And I wanted to, again, thank all the callers for calling in with whatever remarks they have. We appreciate them all. We don't have to agree with them all, as you don't have to agree with ours. But participation in this process that we have on this show is good for everybody, and it brings out the best and the worst in a lot of people. But we're not here as a hate group or anything like that. We're here just to tell the truth, and we can prove the truth about what happened aboard the USS Liberty, fact by fact by fact. And we also have a $10,000 reward for anybody that can dispute our claims that this attack was a cold-blooded intention to sink our ship and execute every man aboard it. Now, if anybody listening out there in Israel or AIPAC or that has any other comments, we certainly want you to call in at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. We would love to hear your comments. Please go ahead, Mark.
Oh, goodness. I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for them to call, but you never know. We may get lucky. Anyway, we have some
callers. I want to give that $10,000 away, Mark. I just want to try to give it away.
Well, think about, you know, with how rough things are right now economically, Phil. think about what you would be willing to do to get your hot little hands on that $10,000. If these folks have got the truth in their corner the way that they constantly say they do, why are they not trying to get hold of that money? Right? Absolutely. I mean, you see these shows, these reality shows on TV, and you know, these contestants are all given these things to do. If the NFL just do them, you know, like eat worms or roll around in the mud like a pig or something like that, that they'll get a certain amount of money. You'd think that these honorable, truthful, pure as the wind driven snow supporters of Israel, who maintain that the attack on your ship 41 years ago was just a case of mistaken identity, you'd think that they would, not just for reasons of prosperity, but to get their hands on that money, that they'd call in or they would do something to try to refute what it is that you're alleging here. And yet, you know, just like a scheduled fight after school, you know, one of the guys won't show up for it. You know why he's not showing up. He says he has chores to do at home, but really what it boils down to is that he knows he's going to get his butt kicked.
That's exactly right, Mark. And what we have here is a very honest and open challenge, and nobody's ever taken us up on it other than the fact to call us Nazis, Jew haters, and so on and so forth. But that's all they can come up with. They cannot come up with any facts. And if this case was so easy to solve, it would have been solved a long, long time ago. The documents on the USS Liberty are put away tighter than Fort Knox has got their gold hidden away. It will not ever, ever, ever be disclosed, the documents that will show that the Israeli pilots knew exactly who we were, attacked us anyway, committed war crimes against us. We had a war crimes commission headed up by Admiral Thomas Moore, and they proved that the government of Israel committed war crimes against us on the high seas, and that war crime commission document was stopped right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and buried, and it'll stay buried forever. So yeah, let's just tell it the way it is. If you can prove us to be out a bunch of liars, I sure would love to see you do it.
You know, Phil, since you brought that up, I'm going to kind of let the cat out of the bag here for the listeners and give them another piece of interesting news. After last week's show, I received an email from somebody, not going to give any details as far as his name or where he lives or whatnot, but according to the details of the email he sent me, he was on the Syrian border listening to radio traffic when you guys were attacked. Now, he said that the radio traffic that he picked up was in Hebrew and he didn't understand it, but for whatever reason, he decided to record this because he all of a sudden, you know, the voices on the radio were getting very excited and excitable. So he recorded it and he went back home to where he lived, and he knew a Jewish shopkeeper in his town who spoke Hebrew, and so he took the tapes to this individual and asked this individual if he understood what was being said. And so the individual listened to it and became very alarmed and said, "Where did you get these tapes?" And he said, "Well, I just have them." And so the shopkeeper translated the fact, what it was the air-to-ground radio traffic between the Israeli pilots who were attacking you guys that day, and headquarters. And there's the music indicating we're going to the break right at the worst time. I will finish up with this story after the break, along with your phone calls. Everybody stay tuned. We will be right back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, North City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last half hour of this week's edition of the Liberty Hour. As I was saying before the break, this individual, I can divulge that he did work on reconnaissance aircraft, meaning that he was well trained in listening in on radio transmissions and whatnot. He said that when he had this tape translated, that there were at least two pilots who were not arguing but providing information with ground control, Israeli ground control, that it was an American ship, was flying an American flag, and just as Captain Richard Block, his testimony indicates that ground control told the pilots to go ahead with their attack on the Liberty. Even though they said, but it's an American ship, it's an American ship, they said, go ahead and attack the ship. Now, this individual who sent this email to me, he said that he took the tapes to a major newspaper. Again, I'm not going to divulge which one it was, according to his request. They were not interested in it, but the next day, after he took copies of these tapes to the newspaper, he was visited by some U.S. agents, And they asked him if he still had the tapes, and he said, no, I gave my only copies to the newspaper. And they told him, just as they told you and your crew, Phil, to keep his mouth shut. A few days later, his house was broken into, and the only thing that was stolen were those tapes. So it's just a little piece of information, interesting information, one more piece to the puzzle proving that this entire charade that Israel and the United States government has maintained for the last 41 years about it all being an accident and all the rest of that stuff is just exactly what I said it was, which is a charade. Phil Turney.
Mark? Unbelievable, but I know it's more true than fiction. It is a story that has probably been written out many more times than we'll ever know. So many people have been threatened, their lives ruined, their homes invaded over this one issue, and it continues to haunt us today.
You know, Phil, before we bring the callers back up, you know, there was an interesting story that I heard at last year's reunion about a filmmaker who was going to make a film about the Liberty. And if I'm not mistaken, that this guy, he had his house broken into and the script for the movie was stolen. And then not long after that, he, quote-unquote, committed suicide. Is that right?
That is correct. That was years back. Norm Wallen was his name, and he was going to make a movie. And I talked to his wife and his son, and they were so afraid for their own safety. They fled their home, left everything, went to a different state. I won't even say the state, and they called me and said that this is the last time we'll ever talk. We will never speak again. Best wishes, goodbye. But my husband did not commit suicide. He was murdered because he wanted to make a film about the USS Liberty.
Well, so much for free speech in the United States. Bill, let's go back to the calls. We have John in East Tennessee. John, come on up. John? John. All right. Carrie, hold John on the line. If he's there, we'll bring him back up. He probably went out for a cup of coffee or something. We have back on the line with us again, we have Byron in Canada. Come on up, Byron.
Hi. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, this is John in Tennessee calling.
Oh, okay. All right. We've got you good.
Yeah, well, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, while you guys were talking with Byron, I was standing there going, oh, tag me. First of all, Canada is one of those countries where if you speak up against the Holocaust, you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, how dare he knock 2 hours of you being in combat, getting the living hell shout out of you, when he never even served and wouldn't know what it feels like when you're in basic training to get fired over when you have to go through that stuff. You know, and number three, as far as the legitimacy of Nuremberg trials, the Russians were the first ones in there. Now, how easy would it be? You've got control of their headquarters to grab typewriters, letterhead, and stationery, and start typing away phony documents.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand what you're saying. Now, you know, being as fair to Byron as I can be, I understand where he's coming from. I do. I'm not saying I agree with him or anything like that. I'm saying I understand. As I've said, you know, I'm kind of in this middle situation here because I have had some military experience, so I know what it's like about as far as following orders goes. And at the same time, when I see these kids in Iraq and Afghanistan with their heads and arms and legs blown off, I cannot help but be incensed against those who are responsible for doing it.
You and me both. And especially when that one side is putting out propaganda pictures of little girls sending artillery shells, and what they're writing in is English. Now tell me if that's not made for our propaganda purposes.
Well, you're talking about the shells that were sent into Lebanon in 2006 that were being signed by these Jewish girls.
Exactly right.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't think that these things were made for propaganda purposes, at least not in the United States, because we didn't hear anything about this taking place in the United States. You had to go to foreign media in order to find it. So I think that that was a genuine, bona fide thing that was taking place. I saw the photos of the rabbis blowing their trumpets as the missiles were being launched into Christian villages in southern Lebanon. I think that this was the real deal. I mean, this is one of the things that I try to constantly bring out to people, that if you're going to understand this conflict that's taking place in the Middle East, you have got to go back to the Old Testament and read what these people did back then, where they went in and slaughtered entire villages of people. So I don't think that that was propaganda. I think that that really was the real deal.
I'm saying that the release of the photos was probably a propaganda move. Not
that. No, I think that if the Israelis had had their way, those photos would not have gotten out. And the proof of it is if this was going to work in their favor, it would have been splashed across every television station and newspaper in America. Do you have anything else, John?
No, that's really just about it.
Okay, all right. Thanks for your call. All right, let's bring Byron back up. Byron, your turn.
See how exciting I made your show today, Mark. the point I was trying to make is when somebody does something to Americans, it's the worst crime there is. And when the United States does it, it's basically by the majority of people overlooked as, well, we're fighting for our freedoms. And this is to John when he goes, well, he says, what we've done fighting wherever, so Byron could say what he said. Then he turned around and said, well, we got to change our history books because everything was a lie. And I would like to ask him one little question. When did the Vietnamese ever come over and threaten our freedom, our way of life? When did the Panamanians ever come over and threaten our way of free speech or our way of life? When did the Iraqis ever come over or ever fire a shell at us that threatened our way of life or free speech? And that's the point I'm making. United States is just as guilty of crimes as anybody else has, and maybe more so. Iraqis, there's been more dead Iraqis from American missiles than United States, and I'm almost pretty sure on this, have lost since the First World War. I think they've lost around 250 or 300,000, I'm not for sure. But they have killed more Iraqis that have never fired a shell at us in all the wars since the First World War. And that's where the point I'm coming to. We can go and criticize everybody else for what they've done to us. And like I said, Phil, I have sympathy for you. Trust me, I do. And all it shows is when it gets right down to it, your life isn't worth any more than that dead Iraqi is. But more people has got to stand up and say, looky, what we're doing in Iraq is wrong. We're killing a lot of innocent people that have never done anything to us, and yet we're slaughtering. And that's the whole point that I'm making, that we're no better than anybody else. And like I said, as far as fighting, that's something when you hear these soldiers or people that support the soldiers, well, they're fighting for our freedom and speech. And yet during my lifetime, I've never seen anybody that was trying to take our freedom or our way of life away from us. I haven't seen it. And that's my whole point, and I'll hang up. Thanks.
All right, Byron. All right. I cannot find fault with anything Byron said. What about you, Phil?
Mark, I could barely hear Byron, but I think he was talking about our freedoms as anybody else invading us or hurting us. I guess that's what he said. Is that correct?
More or less. What he was doing is clarifying his position that if he's forced to sympathize with the American soldiers versus the people over there who are having their homes and their families blown to bits, if he's forced to choose between the two, he's going to choose in favor of the innocent victims. And I happen to agree with him. Like I said, I don't want to see any American soldiers get killed. I lost one of my best friends in Iraq, left behind a wife and three beautiful children. I don't want to see this happen. Really, the solution to this whole thing, if we really want to support the troops, then it's time to bring them home. Don't subject them to this anymore. Let's take care of our own home front instead of fighting Israel's wars. No, all right, let's bring up. I'm sorry, Phil. Go ahead.
No, I haven't agreed with that, with what you said, Mark. And the reason I agree with it is we have to understand the reason why we're there in order to get us out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's we're fighting this war for a foreign nation that has the only benefit that we're going to get out of it is losing more men and women and treasure of this country. So
absolutely.
That's all I wanted to add.
All right. Let's bring up Flora in Idaho. Flora, come on up.
Mark. Hi,
how you
Mark.
Doing?
I sent you an urgent email. I think you should listen to it right away. I wonder if any USS Liberty veterans are out there in the Midwest and all along out there where all the terrible floods are, because, and this is an actual tape that I sent you, there's a company in Minnesota that only charges $100,000, and they'll give us relief from the storms. Why, they can even stop hurricanes. It only costs $100,000, as reported this morning on RBN from Josh Rogers. Very nice. Now I want to tell you, I think this man that just called in is saying, wait a minute, we are all just as guilty as Israel because we're allowing this to go on. I want to also point out, I'm giving you actual facts, but I'm trying to be quick because I know you've got other callers. The Vietnam veterans, there have been 60,000 suicides. The Gulf War vets have committed up to 1,000 suicides a year. Now, there's something wrong with our army. There's something wrong with our military when there's this many suicides. And I want to point out that the people that were in the Roswell incidents, there were many of them that were threatened, and their dads were military, and they brought home stuff. And they were threatened and said if they ever mentioned it, the whole family would be killed. This is our military. I want the military to please listen. In Biloxi, Mississippi, believe it or not, FEMA brags about what a wonderful job they're doing. My foot! Biloxi, Mississippi, they are living in tents, the ones that were even in Hurricane Katrina, while these trailer houses are sitting in warehouses rotting, and we're paying $243,000 a month because they demanded better housing, if you can believe it. And for the military, here's your scripture for the day, Jeremiah 18:16. Read as far as you want. It's wonderful when you've been a veteran and kicked in the teeth. I agree with the caller that said we cannot know what this war is like till we've been in it. Yes, I was in the Vietnam War. Let's say I volunteered and didn't know it, but I meant it. And then let's just say, where was I when I needed me? And there's like 144,000, the way I understand. It's not one person, it's all of us. We've got to defend each other. And I have some scripture for you, Mark, to prove from the Bible that there are ungodly leaders, and they call them, Christ calls them, of the synagogue of Satan. You read Revelations 3:7 through 10, and read 11 if you wish, but they are false, and Christ knows it. And I don't want anybody, I'm not downplaying anyone, but our veterans, all of us, have been through hell, all of us. And that's all I've got to say. But $3 trillion, they say that this war will cost us $3 trillion. 2 months ago on a news report, thank you, veteran, there was $3 trillion missing in our treasury. Now, only the government can do that. Otherwise, they'd blame it on Al-Qaeda.
Right.
I'm sorry I took so long.
Listen. You call in any time, and you take as long as you need.
Well, did you get the message about the Abu Ghraib video?
I did indeed, yes, and I'll be reading it after we finish with the show today.
Well, can you announce it now or let me announce it? It's what's
going
on with
Go ahead and announce it. Go ahead and announce it.
There is a video, and it's hidden, and it's on YouTube. And you have to sign in because they're so afraid they're going to offend someone. I tell you that I suggest that they are doing this to our troops in Abu Ghraib. And it is YouTube, and it is done by Journeyman Pictures. It was created June 7th, 2007. It's called, and please get a pencil because it's spelled differently. Okay. It's spelled capital A, B, U. Capital G, H, R, I, B, dash, Iraq.
Okay.
It is one. It is a very disturbing movie, and I suggest if you're military, you don't watch it with your children because I'm sure you're going to break down. That's
all right. Thank you, Laura. Good to hear from you. Call back. We'll be back.
Thanks. Be sure and hear that email.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back, folks.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last few minutes of the Liberty Hour, which is an actually 2-hour show. Glad you visited with us on this beautiful Saturday morning out here in Colorado, at least. It's just gorgeous. But I would like to say a few things before I turn it over to my good friend Mark, is that I certainly don't support the war we're in right now either. And I certainly don't support any more wars with Syria or Iran. All we can do is pray that that doesn't happen. But why we are over there fighting in Afghanistan and in Iran, we have to give our troops the benefit of the doubt, support them every inch of the way we can, no matter what it takes, and figure out a way to get them out of there as soon as possible. This waiting and waiting and waiting and drawing down off the surge and so on and so forth and so many things has been said, I think it's just total hogwash. They're going to draw them down to 140,000, and then it'll stay that way for years. That's my opinion, no matter who's president. So I would like everybody to, again, if they get a chance, write their congressman. I'm not saying it's going to do any good, but if your voice isn't heard, there's no reason to even call in on the radio show. Because we need people that have the backbone and the courage to tell their representatives, say, hey, you work for me, I don't work for you. So let's pull together as a country, as a nation, and pray we lose no more soldiers, women and men in any more wars, and let's bring them home soon. And with that said, Mark, you please take it out on it.
Okay. Let's bring up our last call, Davey from Texas. But before we give Davey the floor, I'd like to let everybody know. Let's see, somebody called in the station. They want to know about a gathering of some of the survivors that's going to be taking place in Tennessee. If you'll just drop Phil and me an email, then we'll try to dig that info up for you. And you can email us at the Liberty Hour, all one word, the Liberty Hour at yahoo.com. All right, having said that, Davey, come on up.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Hello. All right. Hey, that verse 23 in Jeremiah 18 says, "Yet, Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight, but let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thine anger." And, Mark, you mentioned the Old Testament earlier and so-called, you know, Jews, but, you know, at this point in time in our history, it really behooves us to be very precise with our language. And, you know, today 90% of the people who think they have to be Jewish have no relation to the Israelites in the Old Testament whatsoever. And just because a bunch of people converted to Talmudic Judaism doesn't change the identity of the people who are Israel. And the Old Testament is about the children of Israel and their history. And they've just never been Jewish. And that's why I asked you, Phil, that one time if you'd ever read the book of Obadiah. Because, you know, like General Patton said, while we were over there, we should have gone to Moscow and cleaned them out then, right? I mean, that would have been the most sensible thing to do. But while we're there, we all might as well just go ahead and lay waste to these Edomites who are infesting our planet. I mean, that's the sum total of my remarks. Thank you, Flora.
All right. Thank you, Davey. And thank you, Phil, and thank you, John Statmiller at RBN, and thank you, Terry, running the board. And thank everybody out there participating in what I feel was a very good show today. What do you think, Phil?
Absolutely. Outstanding. We'll do it again next week.
All right, Phil, take us out of here.
Okay. Yeah, again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the show. And please read Mark Glenn's articles in American Free Press. They're always interesting. And you get a lot of good thoughts and things that will make your mind more fruitful. So I would like to have you all join us back next week, and we look forward to having another great show. We don't know if we'll have a guest or not. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't want to.